good morning or afternoon or whatever it is. It is now where you are listening to this. Good day. Good evening. I don't know. It's morning for me, but it's only going to be morning for another like 10 minutes. 11:48 a.m., you know. So it's almost not morning anymore. As usual, I had plans of getting up earlier, and they didn't happen. I don't know why. Because I love sleeping. So if I don't have something that's making me not sleep, just me, if it's just my, I don't have a lot of work ethic. No one likes to admit to that. I only hear people praising their own work ethic. I never hear anybody honestly say, you know, I don't have a lot of work ethic. I don't like to work. I'm sure I hear a few people say it, but it's less. I think that's a fine quality as well. There's the work ethic people and the non-work ethic people. The work ethic people, they love to work. And if you don't have the other people that don't work as hard as you, how could you feel superior? And then while you're feeling superior, I'm relaxing. It works out for us both, because I'm like, well, this asshole's feeling superior. I'm just, I got my feet up, and I'm listening to a podcast. And I don't have a care in the world. Well, this guy's squinting over here. He's like, ah, I'm working. I'm better. Look at, how can that guy just sit around like a piece of shit? Eh. We both have our interests. I guess look at the news. I don't know what the hell. 80 arrested, 95 pounds of meth, and 75 guns seized in largest drug bust in recent history, Seattle, Washington. Wow. Good to get those guns off the street. And I guess the meth. I haven't seen any good results out of meth. The people that I've known that have done it. Although, you know what? I found my friends, all my friends that do coke, they don't really talk about it around me because they know I don't do coke. So maybe I have meth friends now that are really killing it. They just don't talk about it because they're like, this nerd over here doesn't do any meth. I do feel like a nerd sometimes for not doing coke, but I ain't fucking with that shit. As an alcoholic, I'm just like, I feel like if I start doing that, I'm going to end up drinking. And I just don't need to be the coke guy. It's not my thing. It's fun. And when I see people like on it, sometimes it looks like, oh man, that would be a good time. But I feel like it'd be a whole thing. And that'll stop me from doing anything, is me thinking in my head, that'll be a whole thing. You know, I gotta find a guy to get it. I gotta buy it. Then what am I doing it? I'm doing it in the bathroom. I'm in a bathroom now, snorting coke, and then I'm pretending I'm not on coke to my friends. It's a bunch of people acting like they're not on coke together. I guess that's to not share. But then you share, and then it's like all the coke's gone. You feel like somebody else has done more than you. All right, well, good job, Seattle, Washington police, I guess. I don't like all these people getting arrested. But that meth, well, you saw Breaking Bad. It's destructive. No, not doing that. Brendan Fraser says Golden Globes organization admits member inappropriately touched him in 2003. I can't believe that happened to Brendan Fraser. What are these people? It's for the Golden Globes? It's not like a Golden Globes worth shit. Everybody knows it's a fake award. You think you go grabbing people? Well, you shouldn't go grab people for even, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize. If somebody, you shouldn't have to get fondled for any award. Well, Brendan Fraser, he's due for a comeback, isn't he? Like the big comeback. I hope so. I enjoyed him in something, didn't I? I don't even know what. School Ties. I enjoyed him in School Ties. Wizard of Oz's last living Munchkin dies at 98. What was the last surviving Munchkin? What? Jerry Marin died over a week ago. Well, why didn't they? That should have been a news alert. This happened a week ago. How come my iPhone did not alert me to the death of Jeremy Marin, the last living Munchkin? He is news alert worthy. Last living Munchkin. Who's in charge of that? Making the news alert for the dead celebrities and people of note. I wonder when people make the cut, how that happens. When's the day they cross over to, all right, when you die, you're blowing up people's phones. Congratulations. I think you should know when you reach that level. They should tell you. And then you keep it for the rest of your life. So somebody has a big year, right? Like, say, a Brendan Fraser. Well, he's a big enough celebrity. He dies. But, you know, when he has... I don't want to talk about a celebrity that maybe whose star has fallen. But let's say somebody had, like, a huge... what's his name? Freddie Prinze Jr. I don't know what he's up to these days. He's probably enjoying his life. But he had, like, a great, like, few years in the... In the 90s, he was in a lot of movies. He dies now, or he say he dies 20, you know, of old age. We get an alert of Freddie Prinze Jr. I feel like he's alert worthy. Keep that once you reach that alert worthy status, you should be able to keep it the rest of your life. That's the system I propose, and I think there should be a system. Maybe people vote on it. Who do you want to know when you know some every year? Who are the people you want to know when they die? As soon as it happens, you know, and you could like nominate your family members, but you're going to be the only ones that voting for them, so they're not going to win. Oh, let's see, one more story and then we're going to be done. This week has been particularly bad, and I'm sorry. I'm always apologizing for the quality of this show, and today is no exception. I feel like this week has been not good, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to even threaten it. I'm like, well, maybe I should stop because I'm not good at this. Why would I stop because I'm not good at it? That was a dumb reason to stop. That's the reason to keep going. Who said I didn't have work ethic? Oh, that was me. Well, I have some work ethic. As soon as I'm done with this show, I'm going to do some work. And I'll be ethical in my dealings. Let's see. Judge rules at Philadelphia sank... That Philadelphia, a sanctuary city, is entitled to federal funding. Well, yes. Enough of this. We're not going to give you federal funds because I don't want to get into Trump business. That's good. Good. Philadelphia, I used to not really like Philadelphia because I had to live in Pennsylvania in the suburbs of Philadelphia. When I really wanted to be living here in New York City, like I grew up here and then So I used to have this thing. I didn't like Philadelphia. I don't like their sports teams. I don't like anything about Philadelphia. But now, I've grown to like Philadelphia a lot over the years. But now I think they're the best. Between the Eagles not going to the White House and them fighting this to get their federal funds and remain a sanctuary city. Good for Philadelphia. Man accused of having sex while driving drunk with baby in car gets 2 years prison, 2 year prison sentence. Man accused of having sex while driving drunk with baby in the car gets 2 years. That sounds like kind of lenient. Having sex. Because each one of those things is terrible. I guess it was his first offense of having sex while driving drunk with a baby in the car. And, you know, if you get three of those, you lose your license for 6 months. You know, because the first time the cop's like, all right, so there's a baby. You're in the middle of intercourse. Now I gotta give you a breathalyzer. Oh yeah, see if you didn't just having sex with the baby in the car while you're driving. That's fine. But you're drunk too. Oh man! All right, sorry my show sucks, but thank you for listening to the shitty show that I make. I appreciate you. If you live in New York City, come out to Brooklyn tonight, Pacific Standard. I'm doing a show there. And tell me. Say, hey, I listened to your podcast. And then I'll apologize to you. You can get a live apology if you come to any of my shows. Any show you come to, you let me know you're there. I will give you a live apology for listening to this program. See you tomorrow. We love you.